I'm Jamin Anderson with KISU, and today I'm in the studio with Faith Wahelmi and Janae Mitchell.
Yes.
Janae, can I have you tell us what you do for the city of Pocatello?
Okay. I work for the city of Pocatello, and I am the CDBG program manager.
Okay, and the CDBG stands for?
Community Development Block Grant.
Faith, tell us about what you do.
Mm-hmm. I am the program outreach coordinator for the lead grant.
Okay, great. And so today our topic is talking about lead paint. It's something that we used to hear a lot about and not so much anymore. Is that because it's not a problem?
It's a huge problem. Here in Pocatello, the average age of the housing is around 47 years old, where the national average is around 40.
So mm-hmm. So 7 years more than the national average here in Pocatello.
Yes.
And so if I understand correctly, every house built before 1978, there's a very high percentage chance that it contains lead paint, correct?
Correct.
Your job is to help people identify the lead and to remove it. Is that what you do, or help them live with it? What are some of the things that you help the community do?
So what we do is last year in February, we got a grant from HUD. It was a $1.5 million grant. The city of Pocatello was the only city in Idaho who has ever had this grant, and it's been around for 20 years from HUD, so kudos to Pocatello. And what we do is any house that's older than 78, people can call us or go online and get the application. They fill it out. It's income-based, but it's not very high. And if you have a pre-78 house, we go out there. We do a full risk assessment, which is an analysis of your house. Mm-hmm. A total inside and outside, and any lead we find, we get rid of it with our certified lead contractors. And we even have the residents move out into either an Airbnb or a hotel for a maximum of 10 days. And everything is paid for free and clear, and we make sure their house is lead safe before they move back in.
Wow, that's amazing. Yep. So how do you tell if paint contains lead? Is there a test that you can do?
Yes, we have an XRF gun, which is a radioactive gun that can shoot through multiple layers of lead. So we do that on the inside and the outside of the house, and then we also do dust wipes. The biggest concern with lead is dust. And so what happens in friction points when people keep opening and closing windows and doors, the paint chips fall, and then they walk on them, and little kids' lead dust, they inhale them, and they breathe them in. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really big concern with that.
Faith, this is something you deal with a lot. Does lead accumulate in a small child's body? Is that how they get sick?
Yes, a child can inhale it, it goes into their blood, and then after a few months, it actually goes into their bones and into their brain, and that's where they develop the developmental delays and issues.
So children between the ages of 0 and 6, I guess, are most vulnerable to
mm-hmm.
lead.
Yes.
Okay, so I kind of have it in my mind that children eating lead paint chips is really where the danger lies, but it's airborne as well when people do renovations. And I understand also after those renovations take place, sometimes the groundwork outside a home, gardens, dirt that kids would pick up, put in their mouth, mm-hmm. can contain high levels of lead.
Right. And if it's not at your house, if you have a newer house, your child may be going to their friend's house who lives in an older home and playing in their yard and the soil in their house with the lead dust mm-hmm. and can bring it home to your house.
Yeah. Do you encourage people to test their kids for levels of lead?
Yes. So actually here in the city, I don't know if all the clinics do it, but some clinics will test, when the children turn one, they'll do a test when they go in for a visit.
And that's probably even more important if you live in an older home. So homes built before 1978 are likely to contain some traces of lead paint, but there's also another set of homes built before the 1950s that contain very high levels of lead in the paint.
1940s. Beyond it is you're going to be about 90% to have lead.
Really?
In your home for 1940s. And then going to 1960 to 1940s, you're about 75 to 80%. Mm. And then 1975, it kind of goes, they kind of figured out in 1960s that lead is not good for you.
Sure.
And they kind of stopped using it. But anything pre-1960, you're probably 100% that you're going to have lead somewhere in your house. And they use it mainly in the exterior of the home because it was more durable and it lasted a lot longer and the color stayed a lot longer.
I see. Yeah. So what would you say the percentage of these older homes in our area, how many have been rehabilitated?
We have only done 14 right now. We are having a hard time because we are the only city in Idaho that has this program. We just got back from D.C., a national conference that a lot of states and cities have a ton of people that are helping with this. And we're the only ones, the only two in the state working for this. So we're trying to get the word out that, hey, it is a problem. And with our program, too, we make it mandatory that kids under the age of 6 get their blood level checked.
That's great.
And if they are high, we also pay for that, too. It is one of those concerns that people don't think about. But I did talk to my pediatrician. We both have one-year-olds, Faith and I do. And I talked to my pediatrician, and he knows there's a big problem with lead. And I think a lot of times little kids get sick and they're having, you know, mental delays and stuff. Probably 99% of that is from lead, and people don't want to think about it.
They go undiagnosed, right?
They don't want to think about it. Exactly.
Okay. That's sad. Mm-hmm. Talk about an experience that you've had going into a home and testing it for lead levels. Does it ever happen that you go into a home, expect there to be lead, and then there's not lead? Janae, maybe you can answer that question.
Every home that we've went into has lead. And then we also went into two homes that they've started doing renovations themselves. Just like what you said, you lived in older homes and you didn't think of it. And we walked in there and they were just doing normal renovations with a normal wet dry vac. And the dust levels were 10 times what they should have been. And so we said, stop immediately, got them out. Because not only does it affect children, but also pregnant women.
Okay.
Pregnant women can inhale the dust, and the fetus can be affected as well.
There are professionals licensed to take care of lead in our area, but there's no state and federal law against a homeowner doing the renovations themselves. What's your experience as you watch people try to do it on their own versus having a professional do this procedure?
It's kind of hard in Idaho because we have the only 3 certified lead contractors in our area, and we've trained them. You can be a RRP, which is a renovated contractor. They do an 8-hour course. If you're a homeowner, you can do any renovation on your house and not have a problem at all.
There's special equipment that's used?
There's special equipment that's used. Their contractors have everything taped up. There's plastic 6 feet across and 6 feet out, and they use HEPA vacs. So a wet dry vac, if you've ever used one, sucks it in and then blows it out the back.
Right.
So you're just blowing lead dust out the back. They have HEPA filters on theirs, and they are totally gowned up. They look like marshmallow men when they have basically gas masks on. And we can't even break the barriers when a lead house is going on. People think that it's just a simple like scrape and you can use sanders. You cannot use sanders at all on a lead house. Another reason why it's expensive too and people don't want to take the time is because you can only do like a 6-foot section at a time, and you're literally spraying with water, and then spraying with water and scraping. But it is hard because a lot of contractors don't want to take the time to get this contract. But if they are caught by EPA, it's $39,000 a day that they are fined if they are working on a pre-78 house.
That's concerning for the rest of the state.
It's very concerning. And we've ran into problems too with not only contractors, but realtors actually realizing that there's issues too. There is a disclosure law when you sell a pre-78 house. But what's going on, we all know, right? The market's hot. And so sellers can turn down a buyer if a buyer wants to have that 10-day disclosure law. So if you're going into a house and it's never been lead tested and you want it lead tested, the seller can be like, oh, nope. And there's multiple offers and they can go to somebody else.
Right. So if I understand correctly, you have 10 days after you buy a house?
10 days before you go to escrow.
I see.
Okay. So what we're trying to tell people, and Faith and I went out and met with realtors before, is okay, so if you have a seller or a buyer, whatever, and someone wants to buy your house and they know this 10-day disclosure law, call us. We can do a full risk assessment on your house. You can still go through escrow, and then we can go in and fix the problems.
Okay. So there are a lot of people in Pocatello, especially, that rent, a lot of students. Maybe some young families. What would you say to them if they're concerned where they live might have high levels of lead?
Give us a call. This is the only program that HUD lets us do for rental properties. So give us a call. It's based on your income, not the property owner's income. Another thing that we're running into too is we have not done a rental unit yet. We have tried, but when we do a rental unit, it locks the owner in that they cannot sell the property for 3 years, that they still have to rent it to a low-income person. But once we fix the property, they're like, oh, we can sell it. So it's a catch-22, but we do rental properties. So if you know there's a problem, even just call us. Even if you don't know if your landlord is going to go through with it, at least let us know and come and test it, you know, just a couple shots with our XRF gun. And so you know what's going on.
So if somebody does take advantage of this, they can't sell their home for 3 years?
No, if they're a buyer, you can sell your house. We just did a house right now. It's the renters, because there's not enough low-income properties anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So what we want renters to do is to still have their house. Homeowners, we don't really care, because we know that it's probably still going to go to a low-income family.
So you give them a certificate or something after they've...
Sort of. So when we do your risk assessment, they get like a 90-page risk assessment that tells you everything about your house. All the lead issues, and then we give you different things to do, like, okay, we want to change out your windows, but you can do this. If you're going to renovate in 2 years, you can do this. One thing we need to talk about, but so when we do a risk assessment, we either get negative, you know, your wall, your window's negative, and there's two positives. So it's positive intact, which means the paint isn't peeling, but there's still lead there, or positive deteriorated. We only do things that are deteriorated. So okay. If it's positive intact, you get that 90-page risk assessment, and then every 6 months you make sure that it's not peeling or chipping or anything, and then you contact us, and then we can go back and fix it. And then once the work is done, we go in and do a clearance test. So you do not move back in until your house is totally cleared and lead safe, and you get a 3-page document that basically clears your house.
I would imagine that would add some value to the home, too.
Correct. And it lives with your house until your house is no longer there.
This is based on a grant program. Is this an opportunity that you think will be available to folks in Pocatello for that much longer? Or is it something they should take advantage of now?
We hope so. So it's a 3-year grant from HUD. It's always a 3-year grant. And we got it last year, so February 2017. And our jobs are grant funded, so we want to come back. So we have 2 years left of our grant fund. We were supposed to do 82 houses in 3 years. Mm-hmm. So please help us, Pocatello, because we only have 14 houses done. But we have the money and the resources to do more. And if we meet our benchmarks, we can get this grant numerous times. Phoenix has had this grant since it came out, and they've had it for 20 years. We're the only ones, like, again, in the state that have this, but a lot of other states are going through and with old schools and old daycares and doing that and fixing those up. So we're only touching housing stock in Pocatello. Yeah. So when we did this grant, we have the oldest housing stock, and I'm sure the oldest schools too, right? And daycares, because a lot of daycares around here are in houses.
That's a good point.
And so it'd be nice to get this grant back and then be able to do schools and daycares.
So it doesn't include businesses right now?
No, right now. It's only residential.
But that's another thing, too. If you don't have children, visiting children qualify as well. So it's up to 60 hours per year.
If your grandkids come over after school, mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah. Grandkids come over, or if you babysit.
Babysit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. What would allow you to rehabilitate more homes? Is it the number of contractors available in our area? Is it the number of people taking advantage of the program? What would you say is going to be your biggest hurdle in meeting that goal?
Taking advantage of it, people realizing that it's not just a scam. I think a lot of times people see the city as, oh, there's a catch. It's not a catch. It's free. There, you know, we don't have you put out a dime for this program at all. Mm-hmm. A lot of the home, and people think, well, I just have a brick house. We've done 2 full brick houses, and we've changed out all the windows.
Wow.
Because the windows were original wood windows. Mm-hmm. So give us a call. It's not a catch on our website. It does have the houses that we've done, because if you are part of our program, it is federally funded, and so the address is on there. You don't know the people's name, but the address is on there. Drive by their houses. Look at them. They're beautiful. We take your input of what you want. We just don't go in and fix something at all that you're not going to be happy with. But that's the biggest catch that we need people to get over, is this lead is an issue. You know, it causes nerve damage to children and mm-hmm. kidney issues to children. So just give us a call. We will help you.
Faith, tell us about how we contact you if this is something that we want to take advantage of, this program.
Mm-hmm. All of our information is on our website, It's leducate.pocatello.us. Our phone number is on there. You can send us an email. The application is also on the website, and also the eligibility requirements. You can also, there's a link to do a pre-qualification. Just answer a few questions. We get those answers, and we let you know right away if you're qualified for the program. And then we also have our Facebook, facebook.com/leducatepocatello.
Leducate.
Yes.
Leducate Pocatello.
Yes. Okay. And we try to put information on there every day about our program and about the risks of lead and the harmful health issues it can cause.
Well, thank you both for coming in and taking the time.
Thank you.
Find more information at our website as well. That's kisu.org. Just look for the homepage article.